Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is made possible by our supporters over on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show and get your own RSS feed with ad-free shows and extra episodes every month, then head over to patreon.com/nerdcaveretro. Programs, we're back for another edition of the Nerd Cave Retro Show. My name is Jason Robbins.
And my name is Derek Diamond.
So I finished Sea of Stars yesterday.
You did. You excitedly texted me. I could feel the excitement, you know, from the cellular waves.
It was lovely. I love that game, and I'm gonna review it next week. So if you haven't played it, you got a week to get 25 hours of game time in. To join me in the discussion.
Okay, so if I start now, take off work for the rest of the week, cancel all my gigs, I should be able to do it.
You should be able to. Or just take one full day plus an hour. Just go 24 hours straight.
Well, luckily, I've got the Ocarina of Time laying around here somewhere, so I should be able to... add that extra hour in, or just slow down time like Link did in Majora's Mask.
Yeah, that'll work. So how was your week?
Not too bad. Trying to think of what all happened. It wasn't really too eventful. Actually had a rare weekend where I didn't have like work or any other kind of work. So it was nice to just kind of sit around the house and, you know, enjoy the weekend. It was really cold.
Yeah, it's been quite chilly the last week or so around here, which is unusual for our neck of the woods.
Yeah, it was, I think last Tuesday it was like down to 20 degrees, which is pretty nuts. I had to wear like an extra pair of socks.
I like it though. I would much rather be cold than hot. I know people think I'm crazy for that, but I hate summertime.
I'll say this to everyone that is like, oh, it's so cold, I can't wait for summer. By June, all of you are going to be saying, I can't wait for winter.
I know.
It's too hot.
That's why I enjoy it while it's here.
Yeah. Yeah, but other than Sea of Stars, how was yours?
It was good. It's good. That's really all I've done is play that game. I haven't played anything else in the last couple of weeks, but kind of sad that it's over with, like, because it's one of those games that I just enjoyed so much, and then when it was over, it was kind of like, I could have gone a few more hours.
You could have gone 30.
Yeah, basically. Easily. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of stuff. Raven joined us in the chat room.
Yep, shout out to Raven.
And I still can go back and do some of the side quests, like, and some other stuff popped up, like, after... you're done with the game, it pops up and says, like, something pops up on one of the somewhere on the map, and it's like, you can start from before you did the last battle, and you can go finish up any side quest you have, and things like that. Might want to go check out this thing that popped up. I'm like, okay, I'll go do that.
That's cool. I like that option.
So there's some more stuff to do, but for the main campaign, I did finish it yesterday. Took roughly 25 hours to do so.
It's kind of a bittersweet thing. You know, I felt the same way with Tears of the Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was sad that I'm like, okay, well, yeah, there's a lot to do, but I've beat the main story. But on the other hand, you put so much time into it that, you know, you feel that feeling of accomplishment.
Yeah. So I don't know what I'm going to go to next. I think I might do Starfield, which everybody's been raving about. So I might do that next. I'm not sure. There's a lot to play on Game Pass, and I'm enjoying it. So I'll pick something. I might root through a couple of games before I pick something solid.
Well, that's not a fair... That's not a far journey from the sea to the field, so...
Yeah. And Joey said it's 20 down by us. It's been 20s this past week for them up in Jersey. Yeah, it's been pretty bitterly cold for a few days here.
Yeah, it's supposed to warm up later this week, and... God, I hope it doesn't make me sick again.
Oh, yeah.
Because I do not want to have what I did around Christmas time.
No. Hopefully you'll not get sick anytime soon.
Yeah, I've been doing a much better job of taking care of myself. So I'm hoping that I'll just be annoyed.
And I want to let everybody know, too, that that usually meets up with us. Did we want to go ahead and tell people that we will not be doing a panel this year?
Yeah.
So we're not, we decide, well, Derek, you explain why, because there's a really good reason why we're not doing a panel.
Okay, so I may have mentioned this a week or two ago on the show, but the feature got selected to the Golden State Film Festival, which is going to be playing at the Chinese Theater in LA, which, you know, we went, Samantha and I went last September. But, you know, we figured how many more opportunities are we going to get to go to that theater and watch something that we made?
Yeah.
The festival starts the same day that Pensacon starts. So, of course, the feature is going to be playing the opening day of the festival. And, you know, in thinking about it, we were like, we do the Pensacon thing every year, and it's not a, I don't want to knock anyone, but I'll just say that I think it's, if we're going to take a year off, I think this is it.
Yeah. Cause we've been hearing some things behind the scenes stuff that were like, eh, it might be a good year to skip.
Yeah. So but
that's a good reason though. Like, I don't blame you one bit. If Monsters Anonymous had played in the Chinese theater, you can guarantee I would be there for that. So I'm so proud of what you've done, and I'm so jealous you get to go do that. Like, watch your film there, of all places, is like a lifelong dream.
And that's why, you know, the feature's not a perfect movie, and there are some things that happened that I wasn't really happy with, not because of anyone else, but because of me.
Yeah, but that's all art, though. Nobody's ever satisfied. I mean, do you know, dude, there's so much stuff I wish I could fix in Monsters Anonymous and can't.
Yeah, but the way I look at it is that it's now being played twice at the most iconic theater in the world. So that alone makes it a success, in my opinion. People seem to like it. You know, they like a lot of things about it. So I look at it as a success. So,
it's playing in arguably the most famous movie theater in the world. You cannot pass up that opportunity.
Oh, no. And what's cool is, so the guy I interviewed for the Derek Diamond Experience last week, he owns a chocolate shop out there. And because we're going out there, we're actually going to meet up with him.
Awesome.
Him and his wife. So,
get some
that'll
chocolate?
Be cool. You're oh,
gonna,
yeah.
Oh, nice. If he invites you into the candy place, don't go in there. Don't eat anything while you're in there. So you might die.
I'm going to gain like 40 pounds when I go out there because of how much I'll probably eat. But yes, yeah, so we'll be out there the 20th through the 24th. So it won't affect the show at all because we're not leaving till the day after we do the show that week, and I'll be back for the following one. So awesome. It will not interrupt the Nerd Cave retro programming.
But even if it did, it's a good reason.
Yeah. But no, you know, hopefully everyone who's going to Pensacon will still have fun. There's going to be some cool people there. Mm-hmm. We just won't be a part of it this year.
Yeah. So sorry, everybody that we like to meet up with at Pensacon. It's a skip year. So hopefully next year we'll be back at it again. Maybe even with another edition of Defending Bad Movies and maybe Defending Bad Games as well.
We're going to defend all the bad stuff.
I love it.
Raven says the Oompa Loompas will get me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you start hearing singing, get out of there.
If I hear that whistle, I will not get out of there fast enough.
But we got some top fives to get to. No news tonight. We're just going to do our top five list. You ready to jump into it?
Yeah, real quick, Joey says send some chocolate to New Jersey. Yeah. Text me your address and I'll do it.
Hey, you're in New Jersey. Aren't you close? Is he pretty close to Hershey, Pennsylvania? You can go get some Hershey's.
Yeah, like the most iconic chocolate there is.
Yeah, you just drive.
Just get it by the gallon.
A couple of blocks over and you'll be in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And
yeah.
You know, everything up there is like 10 feet apart. So, you know,
yeah.
Go get some chocolate.
Yeah. But yeah, we've got a fun top five list this month.
And I'm going to use this as our intro. Here we go.
You look like your head fell in the cheese dip back in 1957.
And our top five tonight is top five multiplayer games. And I'd like to go first tonight, if that's all right.
Yeah, go for it.
So my runners-up are going to be Mario Kart 8. I love that game. I love playing it online. I played the crap out of it and burnt myself out on it and haven't played it in a while. But I love that game. I can't wait for the next Mario Kart edition. I also love Double Dragon for the NES. Got some really good memories of playing that with some friends when I was a kid. That was a good one, especially when you found out that you could fight each other towards the end. Dude, that was unheard of. You were like, oh my gosh, we can beat each other up. It's awesome. My last runner-up here is The Simpsons arcade game. Dude, that thing was insane when it came out in the arcades back in the day.
Yeah, if anything gave Ninja Turtles a run for its money, at least in my experience, it would be The Simpsons.
Yeah. Joey says he's 2 hours from Hershey, Pennsylvania, but it's cheaper for him if your buddy pays for it.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. And for my actual list, my number five spot, World of Warcraft, the massively multiplayer online role-playing game, World of Warcraft. Spent many, many years playing that game, and I'm kind of scared to get a computer because I want to jump back in, but I also don't want that game to suck my life away like it did from like 2007 to 2010.
So if Jason gets a computer, the Nerd Cave Retro show is going on hiatus for a while.
For a while.
There's two words I think of when I hear World of Warcraft. Leroy
Jenker. Man, I had so many good memories of just playing with people, friends that I knew. We were in a guild together and just going through, playing the in-game stuff and just doing dungeons and instances and all that stuff. That game's so fun. It's so addictive. That's why I had to stop playing it, 10 years ago.
You know it's a good game when you have to force yourself to stop.
Mm-hmm. Mushmouth and Chuck join us in the chat room.
Yeah, what's going on, Mushmouth and Chuck?
At number four, TMNT, the arcade game. Not only, yes, the actual arcade game, but also the NES version as well had multiplayer. But man, that was a lot like The Simpsons, one of the greatest arcade games ever made.
Oh, 100%.
And Chuck says, raids can be done now in an hour and a half, unlike Molten Core back in the day. I can't even imagine that, doing raids in an hour and a half. That used to be an all-night thing back in when I used to play World of Warcraft with, like, the 40-man raids. Oh, that was like a work day. It was like 8-9 hours to finish those things. It was crazy.
Them's were simpler times.
Yeah, they were. Back when I didn't have any responsibilities and
Yeah, I'll get to some all-night stories here when we get to my list.
Up at number three, we have Contra for the NES, one of the greatest multiplayer, actually, if not the greatest multiplayer game for the NES. Just you and a buddy going through killing aliens and get who could get the spread gun before the other one. Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, Contra is one of those like NES classics. You know, like you make a list of like the most recognizable NES games, Contra's on the list for sure. Oh,
top five, easily. Top five must have NES games.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, this one's going to be a kind of weird one because I don't know if anybody knows that I used to like playing these games, but Call of Duty Modern Warfare for the Xbox 360.
Hey, those games were popular. They really, really were.
The multiplayer on that game that me and Wally and my buddy Joe and Pete and all my close friends, we would play all night long online. And that's the reason I went and spent $150 on a pair of Turtle Beach headphones for my Xbox 360 specifically for that game. Like, that's how much I was into that game.
God, you just unlocked some memories by mentioning Turtle Beach. God, I remember those were must-haves if you played Xbox Live.
Dude, do they even still make Turtle Beach headphones? Because, man, those things were insane. Like, you could hear, you were so immersed in everything you did wearing those headphones.
I wonder if I still have mine at my parents' house. I'll have to go next time I look.
I think I do too, but I think I may have gotten rid of those too. But man, those Turtle Beach headphones, they were expensive, but they were worth every penny.
Oh, and they were durable too.
Oh, yeah. And at my number one, we have Halo, the original Halo, with specifically the LAN parties we used to have with that game. Bringing all your Xboxes over to a buddy's house. You stay out, you hook all your TVs and Xboxes together and you stay up all night, you know, drinking Mountain Dew and eating pizza and talking shit to one another. Like, it was so fun.
Friendships were tested many a night.
Yes.
When you'd get play Halo.
How many times did it devolve into a fist fight in the front yard?
I can't remember any like fist fights, but man, the verbal fights,
yeah.
Especially if somebody got caught screen watching, that's, you'd get a flogging for screen watching.
Yeah. Too many good memories with Halo like that. Those are lifelong memories of things like that.
Oh, 100%. So, for my honorable mentions, I also have the Simpsons arcade game. There was a movie theater not too far from, actually from here in Pensacola. This was when I still lived with my parents. It was the closest movie theater to my house. So my friends and I would go there, and we randomly one day went in their little arcade, and standing there like an oasis in the desert was a Simpsons arcade cabinet.
Oh, yeah.
The next few times we went to the theater, we got there early so we could play the Simpsons arcade game before the movie would start. That tells you how good that game is.
Man, I just remember, like, you would go to the arcade and you would have to just wait in line because there were so many people playing, and they only had one machine. I don't know why they didn't just get like three or four of them, because they were always like four or five people deep waiting to play that game.
Yeah, if you were a lucky arcade, if you had both Ninja Turtles and The Simpsons, because divide up the attention. If you only had one, your line was going to be throughout the whole building.
Mm-hmm.
So I will preface my next one with, I went with my heart for all of these choices. These are all like sentimental value picks for me. WWE Day of Reckoning for the GameCube. Yes, there are better wrestling games, which they actually just announced the release date for 2K24. It actually looks really cool. I haven't bought a wrestling game in years, but I might get this one. But Day of Reckoning was a lot of fun. This was, you know, when I hung out with like my friend Robbie and our group of friends on a regular basis. So we'd all get together. We weren't playing Halo. We'd play Day of Reckoning, and we would create ourselves.
Yeah.
And just beat the crap out of each other. Or sometimes we'd put it, you know, like all the characters on computer, and we would put up a ladder match, and it would last like an hour because no one could grab the belt or the briefcase. Mm-hmm. So those were a lot of fun memories. And then, of course, you know, Mortal Kombat. You know, as a kid, I'm an only child, so I didn't play a ton of multiplayer games when I was young. But when I did, Mortal Kombat was one of them. So I've sung my praises about Mortal Kombat. It's my favorite fighting game of all time. I love the characters. I love the universe. I'm glad that it's still around. I'm really happy really excited for the new movie when it comes out. I think it may have either just started or it just wrapped filming. I can't quite remember, but it'll be out sooner rather than later.
Yeah, because that last movie was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I loved it. So moving into my actual top five, my number five is Wii Sports, which is one of the reasons the Wii sold so well. Yeah. Is because it came with a great multiplayer game where you could play bowling, you could play boxing, tennis, golf, and it was so cool with the remote. So like if you're playing baseball, you swing it like an actual baseball bat. Mm-hmm. And I could live almost vicariously through it because I really have no athletic ability whatsoever. But I like watching sports, and, you know, like we were all sports fans, the ones that would play it. So I spent a lot of time, like we had our continuous cycle of games, and Wii Sports was absolutely on it. Did you ever play Wii Sports?
A couple of times. I played the bowling part. I don't think I ever played any of the the baseball or anything like that. I did play bowling multiple times.
Yeah, bowling was a lot of fun.
Raven in the chat room says he still never watched the new MK movie. Dude, you need to get on that. That movie's great.
Yeah, it's really good. And I mean, I have a soft spot for that first 90s movie.
Yeah.
But it's
mainly
it's
for
cheesy.
The soundtrack.
Yeah. But it vomits the 90s.
Yeah.
But the new Mortal Kombat is actually, it's quite good. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty underrated video game adaptation, in my opinion. Number four, which is the same as your number four, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the arcade game. Whether it was going to the arcade at the mall, going to Chuck E. Cheese for parties, that was the machine that I always flocked to. Mm-hmm. Ninja Turtles was huge. I know we've said this multiple times, but people that didn't grow up during that era, you have no idea how popular the Ninja Turtles were. Everything from the movie, the toy line, the cartoons, the video games. Like, the turtles were everywhere. I have pictures from when I was a kid, when I was at the old MGM studios at Disney, and they had the Ninja Turtles there. And they came out in like the turtle van to some rock music. And like, I couldn't tell you what I had for lunch like 3 days ago, but I could tell you like vividly what happened that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember going to the skating rink like 10-12 years ago and for something, and when I walked in, it hasn't changed since the 80s. Like, it still looks exactly the same in there, same carpet, same everything. And I walked in the door, and what do I hear? Teenage Mutant Ninja. And I look over near the snack bar, and there it is, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles machine that was still there from when I was a kid.
Still working.
It
That's
worked.
Awesome.
I sunk about $10 into it that day.
That's so cool. My number three is Mario Kart Double Dash. I love the dynamic that it added with you basically being on teams. Mm. For Mario Kart, and it really made the dynamic between teams fun, because it's like one person's driving and the other is like, okay, when do I throw this shell, or when do I throw this banana peel? So it added just a different perspective on the traditional Mario Kart format. And I have gone, you know, on record as saying that I think Mario Kart 64 is quite overrated. Mm-hmm. So I think they needed something to shake things up, and Double Dash was it. You know, my friends and I, we had so much fun playing Double Dash.
I still have never played it.
Oh, it's great. I think you would really like it.
Yeah. Well, GameCube games are quite expensive these days, so it's getting harder and harder to collect for the GameCube.
One of these days, if we all ever hang out, I still have my original copy, and we should play it. I think it would be, the dynamic would be hilarious.
That'd be fun.
My number two is Halo 3. This is the game, and I love the original Halo, and Halo 2 is great as well. But when it comes to the multiplayer, I have the most vivid memories playing Halo 3. Mm. It is the game that caused me to get Xbox Live because I was tired of getting the crap beat out of me by all my friends in Halo. And this was like our go-to game. Like, we would get together during the week whenever we could. You know, not just on Fridays or Saturdays, but if we had like a Wednesday or a Thursday where we were free, we'd all get together, whether it was on Xbox Live or in person, and we would play Halo 3 till like 1 o'clock in the morning.
The thing I love most about Halo 3 was making your own maps.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just make the most ridiculous maps you could think of. I made one where there was just a single arch over the map. With just one, you know, one walkway, thin walkway arch in the middle of the map. And at the very top was all the most powerful weapons, like the sword, grenade launcher, shotgun, like all the good stuff was up there. So we would just spend all our time beating the crap out of each other trying to get to the top. Nobody could ever get there.
That's great. I may have told this story, but if so, I'll tell it again anyway, because I think it's pretty funny. You mentioning the creating the maps inspired this, or kind of sparked a memory. There was a Mario Kart style map that I found where we would race each other in Warthogs.
Oh, that's cool.
And there was this area at the beginning of the map where there's like a bridge above you, and you have to hit this this thing that, you know, it's like that blue beam that throws you up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It throws you up almost like a somersault for you to get onto the bridge, for you to continue on the track. Well, there's this little gap between the two beams where you go out into the water. And I had the idea that I was going to push my friend Trevor out onto the water. But I guess he saw what I was doing. So at the last moment, he moved, and then my character went like a torpedo into the water, and the two of us had to stop playing because we were just like in tears because we were laughing so hard.
Dude, the things that would make us laugh that way, like I remember just howling laughing with everybody because we would pick the smallest map and do all grenade launchers. So it was just a ridiculous mess of, like, you could literally couldn't do anything. Like, the second you spawned, you were just blown into a billion pieces.
We would do the same thing with the rocket launcher, where we would pick, it may have been called Guardian. It was the smallest map that was on Halo 3. And anytime, like, one of us could get, like, on the balcony area, I would jump in the air and just blast the hell out of the map with rockets, just screaming as loud as I could.
Oh, yeah, Raven, the grav hammer was great. That was a great weapon.
If I saw somebody with the grav hammer, unless I had the rocket launcher, I'd just run.
Run!
But my number one, probably to no one's surprise, is Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Brawl a lot. We played that a ton when it came out, and I'm a little biased for that because that's the first Smash Brothers game that introduced Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something about Melee, like people are still playing it in tournaments to this day. As great as Brawl is, as great as Ultimate is, Melee is still the definitive Smash Brothers game.
Yeah.
And not just with the multiplayer, but I would go back and play through the adventure mode. And there were so many unique ways to unlock the different characters and the different maps. But when it came down to the multiplayer, man, you talk about, it would be tough to decide between Halo 3 and Smash Bros. Melee of which multiplayer game I've played the most.
Yeah, I mean, you know it's a good game when almost 25 years later, there are still tournaments around that particular game. It was just such a well-made game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think in 2 years, it'll be the 25-year anniversary of that game and of the GameCube.
We're getting old. You know that?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
My knees remind me every morning when I get out of bed and they sound like bubble wrap.
And before we go into your top five list, Derek, would you like to do our Patreon shout-outs?
Of course. As always, we want to shout out our awesome patrons over at patreon.com/nerdcaveretro. We want to shout out YupFed, a.k.a. Knife, James, a.k.a. at Jimbo Jr. on Discord, Travis Martin, Raven, Danny House, Justin Nispel, John West, Daniel Salmon, Mr. B-Res Coffee himself, Mike Eveland, Tyler Watson, Axeblade07, Armez Jackson, Carlos Longoria, a.k.a. I am the Rampage. Steph Sergeant Sketch, Gus and Penny, Matthew Salmon, Mr. Joey Image himself, and of course, last but not least,
Mama Diamond.
Donna Diamond. Yep, absolutely. Thank you all for your continued support to the Nerd Cave Retro Podcast. Keeping the lights on, if you will. If it weren't for the Patreon subscribers, my ring light over here wouldn't work and I would just be like a black screen.
Mm-hmm.
So for as little as $1 a month, that's not only is it cheaper than gas station coffee, it's cheaper than a pack of M&Ms.
Yeah.
I got some M&Ms the other day and they were like, what, $3? $3 or $4?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
I mean, where else are you going to get 4 full hours of entertainment for $1 a month? Plus,
I know, absolutely.
The commentary tracks that we do. So that's like anywhere from 5 to 6 hours of entertainment every single month for $1.
And I've said this before, but to show how much we care about our Patreon subscribers, we watched the Star Wars Holiday Special for December. And we got to decide what we're going to do for January because we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, I want to do some real Ghostbusters. I say let's do some real Ghostbusters for this month. We'll get it. Fit it in sometime this week.
Yeah, I'm good with that. But yeah, for as little as $1 a month, you get early access to our commentary tracks. I know occasionally we do, if the occasion calls for it, we do a breaking news type of episode. But yeah, for as little as $1 a month, you get access to that. And if you want to be a part of our awesome Patreon community, just head over to patreon.com/nerdcaveretro. And for new patrons, be sure to give us your social media information, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, so we can give you a proper shout out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, yeah, I want to watch something this month that doesn't make me want to vomit on myself. So it would do something good. And here's a little something to lead us into your top five. Here we go, right here. And up first, we have from Facebook, we have Mr. Mark Simmons, who likes to join us in the chat room, but he's not here tonight. He says, in no particular order, the OG Destiny, when it first came out. I never played Destiny. Did you ever play
Destiny? I didn't either. I heard mixed things about it.
He says, literally any Smash Brothers, I prefer Ultimate. Literally any Mario Kart, I prefer 8. Monster Hunter World, almost any Mario Party.
Sorry, I'm trying to plug in my laptop.
Oh, that's all right. That's a pretty hefty list for me. I mean, everybody likes Mario Party games.
Yeah, I have a love-hate relationship with Mario Party. I like Mario Party, but it does not like me. I've never been good at Mario Party. We used to play that too, and man, it kicked my you know what.
Yeah.
But they're fun. From the official fact checker of the Nerd Cave Retro Show, Mr. Wally Phelps, the Rock Band series, I specifically love the Aerosmith Rock Band game. That game was a lot of fun. The Mario Kart series, Halo 2, Fortnite, and Among Us.
You knew Fortnite was going to be on his list. He's been playing it, like, that's all he's been playing for like 3 years now.
Yeah.
And up next, we have our good friend Nate, who is at Retro Gaming Dev. He just says, back in the day, Super Bomberman 1 and 2 were awesome on the SNES with the multi-tap. I never played those on the Super Nintendo.
No, the only Bomberman game that I've played is the one with Wario for the Game Boy.
I don't
have to rectify that sometime this year.
Yeah, I don't.
I should review the Bomberman games. From my good friend Robbie Rawls, who I mentioned earlier, he was part of my still is part of my friend group, but back when we had less responsibilities and we played video games all the time, Halo 3, Gears of War, Rock Band, Rocket League, and Smite.
What is Smite?
I've heard of it, but I don't really know anything about it. I just know the name.
I don't know much about it either.
But I knew Halo 3 and Rock Band would be on his list.
And up next, we have Carlos Longoria, a.k.a. I Am the Rampurge. Dude, he's gotten like four Rampurges tonight, so he's like getting his money's worth with the Patreon.
One of these days, I'm going to save up enough money to get him a cameo from Michael Buffer saying, I am the Rampage.
Oh, we would have to play it on the show all the time.
Oh, that would be like the outro every single week.
He's at number five, Contra. Good pick. Number four, Street Fighter series. Three, Fortnite. Two, X-Men, TMNT, Aliens vs. Predator, or any four-player arcade game. I thought about putting X-Men on mine, but I didn't play that one as much as I played the other ones.
Same.
And of course, his number one is Double Dragon Neon.
I had a feeling that would be his number one.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have Jeff Miller. Shooting from the hip, I'll go with this. Number five, Wii Sports. Great choice. Number four, Call of Duty. Number three, the Mario Kart series. Two, Mario 3 / Mario World. I didn't think of that because technically you can play with two people.
Can you play at the same time, though? Or is it...
Not at the same time. So it would be, if you had two players, you would go through one world as Mario. Then it would switch to Luigi, and player two would go through the next one.
Okay.
My cousin and I did that sometimes.
Yeah.
And his number one is Mario Golf for the Switch, which I haven't played that. I haven't played any of the Mario Golf games.
I don't think I've played a golf game since the original black box golf game for the Nintendo.
I don't even know if I played that. I don't think, other than Wii Sports, I don't think I've ever played a golf game.
Yeah, I'm just not into golf at all.
Playing it can be relaxing, like playing actual golf, but the video games never appealed to me.
Yeah. And the last one for the Facebook, we have Armez Jackson, who comes in with number five, Rock Band 1 and 2, 4, Fusion Frenzy, 3, Mario Kart 64, 2, Crimson Skies, and 1, Halo 2. First Halo 2 we've had on the list tonight.
You can't go wrong with any of the Halo games from that trilogy. They're all three of them are so, so good.
Oh, yeah.
And now switching over to our Discord, we have Mr. Brandon Rutledge himself. I decided to mainly focus on local multiplayer games. I feel those experiences are more interpersonal than playing online with strangers. Also, I decided to mostly leave out fighting games, as I could probably make a top 25 list on that genre alone. His honorable mentions, Mario Party 8, one of the best Wii games. Halo 3, Halo 2 has the best multiplayer, but I enjoyed this one a little more. That would make for a fun debate, which Halo has the best multiplayer.
Yeah. I don't know. I think 1's pretty solid, just for creating the genre, basically.
That'd be a tough choice, though. Rayman Legends, fun little platformer with wacky characters on the Wii U. Goof Troop, very underrated co-op game on the Super Nintendo. Sunset Riders, classic and pretty difficult. One-shot death anyone. Worms Armageddon, turn-based strategy with goofy comedy. I remember hearing about that game, but I never played it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't either.
Zombie Revenge, great three-player beat-em-up set in the House of the Dead universe. The House of the Dead series, specifically the first three, nothing like fast-triggering, killing zombies, and burning through quarters. Jackbox Party Pack series, mainly Fibbage series, Quiplash, and Trivia Murder Party, would always recommend for any gathering. I forgot about the Jackbox games. Those are so fun.
I can't believe this is the first time this one has shown up on a list anywhere.
I know. GoldenEye 007, last one to be cut from my top five, for sure revolutionized multiplayer first-person shooter. Mm-hmm. I didn't put it on my list because I didn't play it as much as the other ones. Like, don't get me wrong, I respect the GoldenEye multiplayer because it did set the standard.
Yeah.
But Halo's better.
Yeah.
So, but I respect the heck out of GoldenEye. Number five, Time Crisis 2, one of the best multiplayer light gun games, but will kill your piggy bank. Hmm. I once went through over $5 in quarters on the final boss alone.
Jeez.
I respect the dedication, though.
Yeah.
Number four, Mario Kart 64, though 8 Deluxe is my favorite of the series, 64 set the standard for multiplayer kart racing games. Number three, Mario Party Superstars, an absolute love letter to the Mario Party series, using some of the best mini games in the series history and a fun multiplayer experience, even if you want to pimp slap your friend for stealing your star. Yeah, he's not wrong about that. Number two, TMNT 4, Turtles in Time, one of the greatest beat-em-ups of all time, need I say more? Mm-hmm. Don't disagree with that at all. And his number one, the Super Smash Brothers series. It's impossible for me to pick just one game in this series for greatest multiplayer. Each game's multiplayer has great team smashing and also unique features. From Brawl's story mode to Wii U's board game to Ultimate's Squad Strike. That's a really good list.
Yeah. And now we have Mr. Joey Image, who's in the chat room right now. And he says, in no order. Well, let's go with his honorary mentions. His honorary mentions are Apex Legends. I know a lot of people that play that, but I never played it. Fortnite, Heroes of the Storm. That was a great game. I loved playing that game.
It's a great name, too.
And Call of Duty. And for his actual list, he says, in no order, World of Warcraft since summer 2004, baby. I think I started playing in like 2006, early 2006, or maybe late 2005. No, it was 2005. It was late 2005 when I jumped in on that game. Contra, two-player co-op counts, I hope. Of course, because it was on my list, too. Overwatch, GTA Online, and Hearthstone. Oh, I completely forgot about Hearthstone. Hearthstone's great.
I'm surprised GTA Online hasn't been mentioned until now.
Yeah, but I don't know a lot of people that play it, though, like, personally.
Yeah, that is true. He didn't put this, but I'll just say as a special honorable mention, Days Gone.
Yeah. If it had a multiplayer, we would never see Joey again.
No, we would not. Next up, we have our good friend, Mr. Tyler Watson. Number five, GoldenEye. Hard to believe the multiplayer was tacked on right at the end of development, right? And remember, if you pick Odd Job, you're a punk.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
You're not allowed to pick Odd Job, ever.
No. Number four, Borderlands series. I've only played Borderlands 2, but it was some of the most fun I've had with friends online. We would farm the raid on Terra Morphous, the Invincible, for loot. I played the Gunzerker, who had the ability to dual-wield guns. I would look at my friend Brent, who was the Siren, the healer, and say, keep me alive. Hmm. Then I would pop my dual-wield with two infinite ammo pistols and put the hurt on Terra Morphous until my ability time ran out or I died. But it was glorious!
Yeah, I loved Borderlands 2, but I never played the multiplayer for it.
Never played a Borderlands game.
Oh, 2 is great. If you ever just play a Borderlands game, just play 2. It's still holds up to this day.
That's what I've heard.
Joey says, if they had multiplayer in Days Gone, that would have been my whole list.
I have no doubt of that. Number three, the Street Fighter series. Not the first fighting game, but definitely the granddaddy of them all. The fact we got another one last year is a testament to its continued longevity and popularity. Mm-hmm. I'm bad at fighters, but I like playing them. Like it or not, I mean, Street Fighter 2 is one of the most iconic fighting games and multiplayer games of all time.
Mm-hmm. And still played to this day.
Mm-hmm. Number two, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Few things are better than getting a few friends together and smacking each other around with Nintendo, and now Nintendo adjacent thanks to DLC characters. I've never played another game where I have so much fun despite taking a whooping. My personal mains are Little Mac, Mega Man, Simon/Richter Belmont, Terry Bogard, and Joker from Persona 5. An Ultimate is better than Melee, and a GameCube controller is not a necessity to play. There, I said it. That's pretty spicy take there, my friend.
I don't know. That GameCube controller is still one of the greatest controllers ever made.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't have to have a GameCube controller, but it is my personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
But that, my tongue hurts from that spicy take there. And his number one, any Capcom or Konami beat 'em up. There's just too many to name or devote multiple spaces to. So this is reserved for all of them. TMNT, Bucky O'Hare, Final Fight, Sunset Riders, X-Men, Wild West Cowboys of Moon Mesa. I haven't heard that name in a minute.
Yeah.
The Punisher, King of Dragons, Knights of the Round, Dungeons and Dragons, and any others I may have missed. Truly the top of the heap.
So that concludes the top five multiplayer games. And that concludes this episode. A little bit shorter than normal, but that's okay. We don't have to fill it out with just filler. We could just get right to the meat. And that's what this episode was. Just a big old turkey leg full of meat.
A slab of meat.
The turkey leg of an episode.
It's like the meat you find hidden in Castlevania.
Yeah, it's the wall meat of episodes, this one right here.
There we go.
But before we go, wanted to let everybody know that you still have another week till the end of January. If you use our code NCR at checkout at brescoffeeco.com, you will get 15% off of your order instead of the usual 10%. So if you want 15% off your order, go now, brescoffeeco.com. And before we leave tonight, Derek, what's going on with the Derek Diamond Experience?
So I had a really fun episode this week with actress and author Jamie Andrews. She recently put out her memoir called The Brink, which you can find on Amazon. And she's appeared in numerous film and TV shows. She also co-hosts a podcast with Daniel Baldwin, the brother of Alec Baldwin. Really fun chat. And it's one of those that you don't expect there to be like a deep conversation. I mean, you know how it is with open micers. Like, you don't know how the interviews are going to go until they start.
Yeah.
But it was a really fun chat. So you can go check that out at linktree.com/ddiamondpodcast.
And for the Open Micers podcast, at Open Micers on Twitter and Instagram, last week I had to fly solo because Jacob got sick at the last minute.
You did great, though.
Well, thank
you. I thought you did really good.
That was a very, after what, 12 years of podcasting, the first time I'd ever solo hosted a show. And I think it went well. So go check it out. I talked to two comedians, Mike Honore and Tech Johnson, two really funny comedians. One from is from Baton Rouge and the other one from Tallahassee. And we talked about all kind of stuff. We talked about Florida crackheads, all kind of stuff like that. So go check. It was a pretty funny conversation. So go check that out.
That reminds me, I know I'm going to be on Headliners next week. I have a story to contribute.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'll say this. It involves the area I live and a pet tiger.
Oh, awesome.
That's all I'll say. I have it saved, so
yeah,
I'll have that to contribute to the conversation.
Tech Johnson is a comedian from Tallahassee, and he told a story on the show about how he did a comedy show, and some guy came up and said he was really funny and went to give him a $10 tip for just being funny, and it ended up having two crack rocks in it.
Oh my god.
That's the most Florida story I've ever heard. And Joey,
I gotta move.
Joey in the chat room says Florida crackheads reminded Derek that he's gonna be on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but if you've never listened to Open Micers, next week's gonna be the one to do it because Derek's coming back on the show, and we do a special episode once every month or two called Headliners, where me and Jacob just basically talk about the weird headlines in the news for that month. And it's some of my favorite episodes that we do because it always just devolves into us talking about the rapper Lil Boosie because that dude is just insane. Like, he's a headline generator is what he is.
I mean, every episode should be a Lil Boosie tribute episode.
We should just, it's the Lil Boosie cast is what it's going to turn into.
Boosie cast.
But that's going to do it for this week. Derek, is there anything else we need to throw out there before we leave?
I think that's it.
Awesome. Well, let me play our music here if I can find it. There we go. If you want to email us at nerdcaveretro@gmail.com. Nerdcaveretro.com is our link tree. That takes you everywhere you need to go for our socials, our Patreon, our merch shop. And if you don't want to be a patron, you don't trust Patreon, that kind of thing, I have some tabs up there for Cash App and PayPal. You can just give us a couple of bucks and be like, good job, boys. And we'll take that money from you and we'll buy stuff with it. And if you want some merch, we've been selling a lot of merch lately. Go to ncrmerch.com. You get t-shirts, hats, stickers, magnets, bags, mugs, whatever you need. And one of the best things you can do, if you can't afford to give us any money, can't afford to buy anything, we understand. Go leave us a review or a 5-star rating on all podcasting platforms. And that gets us in front of more people and more ears on the podcast. So, Derek, please tell them what it's all about.
Excuse me, princess.
Yeah.
Master Blaster runs Bogatown.
You blow it!
Hey, Derek, have you heard the news?
What news?
We officially have our very own line of coffee at brezcoffeeco.com.
That's right. Nerd Cave Retro now has its very own medium roast coffee.
If you want to try it yourself or even some of the other awesome flavors like Wizard's Potion, which is a butterscotch, caramel, and hazelnut flavored roast.
Or the Dragon's Breath Roast, which is a cinnamon dolce flavored roast.
They have tons of different flavors, and you can also just get a regular Colombian roast and add any flavor to it that you want. They even keep their seasonal roasts all year round.
If you need that boost to get you through those all-night gaming sessions, then head over to brezcoffeeco.com and use the promo code NCR for 10% off your order.
This podcast is a Zoo House LLC production.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.